This is a celebration series episode of the Faith Conversations podcast. In just 1 year, we have learned so much about God through authentic conversations about personal faith journeys. Enjoy today's quick reflection. Hi, friends. Welcome to day 4 of the Celebration Series. This is Jessica Cabrera, your host. As I celebrate 1 year of sitting down with people who have shared honestly about how God has worked in their lives, I've had lots of big takeaways. And one of the big takeaways that I'll share with you today is that teaching kids about God impacts their future. I mean, although I've definitely been blown away by how God doesn't get tired of waiting on us, how he's always there, he's ready for us to shift our gaze towards him whenever we are wanderers and whenever we're not giving him the time of day, talking to the people on this podcast has really accentuated for me how powerful it can be to teach a child about God. So as I share about this topic today, please know that I'm not saying that this is the only way. If you listen to the other celebration series episodes that have come out in the previous days, you'll hear that that's definitely not what I'm saying. I just want to accentuate how incredible it has been for me to observe the fruit of people teaching children about God. And now I get to interview them as adults and I get to see like what happened from that investment that was made when they were children. And it is just so cool. Now, as I share this with you, I also want you to know that I'm not only speaking to parents right now, like any adult on earth, a teenager, even like a kid, can teach a kid about God. You know, like anyone can invest in children and youth and college students and young people whenever they are in their formative years. Anybody can invest in that, whether you're a parent or not. So this is relevant to all of us. I know you can teach kids lots of things, and who knows what's going to stick with them. But for my conversations on the Faith Conversations podcast, I can attest that teaching them about God is definitely not a futile endeavor. That word that you speak to them, the way you invest in them, will very likely either impact them right away or resurface later in life. If you go back and listen, you're going to hear what I'm talking about. People have recalled little things like when someone gave them a Bible, or when someone read them one Bible verse, or when they heard the gospel for the first time at vacation Bible school, or when they were invited by a friend to go to youth group and they heard about God for the first time. These are very consistent throughout the faith journey stories that we've heard over the past year. And it's not everybody. I mean, there were a lot of people that shared stories of coming to faith in Christ as an adult or later in life. But for those who had exposure to biblical things at an early age, they were sitting in front of me talking about how that impacted them long term. And bringing up spiritual things early and teaching children about their identity through the eyes of God and how God loves them and how safe and trustworthy God is to stick with them over time is very powerful. I will be honest, I think I had a very shallow understanding of the power of outreach to children until, honestly, this past year and these conversations. But let me tell you, after this year of having these conversations on this podcast with others telling me about how they've seen God work in their own lives over the years because of things that happened when they were children, there was just a real standout truth to me, and that is that teaching a child about God when they're young is going to impact their future. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." I mean, early information has long-term spiritual impact. And there's also so much to be said for teaching children from the Bible. It might not impact them right away, but it will bear fruit because Scripture shapes them from childhood. 2 Timothy 3:14 through 15 says, "From childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation." Ha! Huh. Oh my gosh. Don't you want that for children? Don't you want that for them, whether it's now or later in life? How amazing is that? And God's word gives children wisdom that leads to salvation. I want that for my kids. I want that for the children that are around me. I want for that for the children in my church and in my community. But I will say that it's not only about teaching children scripture, it's also about living it out in their midst. You know, we have to diligently demonstrate this to them in everyday life. And the Bible talks about that too. Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 7 says, "These words shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." It's not just something you do occasionally. It's lived, it's spoken throughout your daily life. And as you listen over, you know, if you go back and listen over the past year of these podcast episodes, or maybe you are a listener that has listened for the full year now, or part of it, I'm pretty sure you're probably with me on this. You've heard it woven throughout. The number of podcast guests who have experienced the transformational power of God in their lives as a result of being taught the truth about God from an early age was honestly a really big takeaway for me this year. And now when I see children get baptized in my church now, I like get super emotional. I'm always emotional in worship, but honestly now baptism of children is like very emotional to me now, because I am thinking of all of the podcast guests who have told me about their baptisms, and I think about how that child will be like that one day. They're not going to forget that they did this. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're not going to have trouble in their life or that they're not ever going to wander or stray. But what they did by being baptized and what God did in them will never go away. And I just think about all the people who have told me their stories. And when I see a child get baptized now, I'm like, wow, they, you know, in 10, 15 years, they could be sitting across from me telling their story on this podcast. I mean, I don't know if I'll be doing this in 15 years, but in theory, you know, that's something that I think is just so amazing. But as I close here, I want to say that another way that we can share with children about God is through storytelling and testimony. We need to be vulnerable and willing to talk about what God has done in our lives. And we can talk to our kids about that. We can talk to our kids in our church about that. We can serve others and share this with them. Because as a parent, I have to admit, I wasn't really creative. I was never really good at making up like make-believe stories when my kids were little. I always felt like I should come up with something super fun and inventive that they could enjoy as like bedtime stories or something. And I was never good at that. So to survive, I just told them stories about God, but like real ones, things that I had experienced in my life, the way that I had experienced God that day during my life on that particular day, or maybe previously in an experience that I had had in my life. And I wasn't a parent that was always great with sitting down and reading the Bible to them or setting up like really consistent schedules for bedtime prayers. When my kids were little, I was doing a lot as a parent. At one point I was working a full-time job and I was going to school full-time. I also had a season where I had like 6 part-time jobs and we were in survival mode. I mean, we had a lot of different kind of tumultuous times when my kids were little. And so doing things that were really consistent or being able to sit down and really just say, okay, now we're going to like read this whole book of the Bible, that was just not in the cards for us at that time. But I will say that I tried to at least tell them stories of God's goodness. And remember, God is a generational God, and we need to pass truth from generation to generation. In the Bible, Psalm 78:4 says, "We will tell to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wondrous works that he has done." Tell your kids, help them see what it's like to live life in relationship with God. So this was just a really big takeaway for me over this past year of listening to people, that it truly is remarkable how teaching kids about God genuinely impacts their future. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for another short episode of this celebration series. Go to the description of today's episode to find more information about what we discussed. If you like this podcast, please click follow, share it with a friend, or leave us a review. And get excited because new episodes release every week.